G'day, it's Dangerous Dave here from Molloy. Thanks for tuning in to this special Molloy Weekend podcast. Little short snapshot of what happened last week. It's our week in review.
We kicked off the week with news of a busted Casanova in Japan.
Takashi Miyagawa, 39-year-old part-time worker with no fixed address, I'll bet. Busted 35 girlfriends for fraud. Try juggling that. You know what? That's a love rate. But gave them all a different birth date so he could receive presents on different days. Now, that's a lot of Will and Grace marathons to be sitting through late night on the couch. That's a lot of foot rubs. A lot of, and how was your day?
Dave O'Neill joined us in home isolation after a recent trip to Perth.
I remember reading his story last week. Yep. Melbourne man in Perth, hotel quarantine, gets on plane, come back to Melbourne, infects entire state.
Sounds like you and you're in quarantine.
Well, that's not me, but I do hang out with Wooey the Bat. Hey, I'll just get him.
Hey, Mickey. Yeah, I'm great.
Tell me what happened on your plane trip back from Perth.
Well, I went viral, Mick.
That's my word.
Shut up, Wooey. I went on my Qantas app to pay $70 for extra legroom, and then it charged me $897 million. Just charged me $140 in the end.
What about Wooey?
Can you play Bat Out of Hell for me, Mickey?
Sonia Kruger called in ahead of the launch of the new Big Brother.
There are some absolute characters in there. One, Danny, who's a real estate agent. He's the deal maker. He buddies up with Nick, who's a colourblind house painter. I kid you not.
Okay, you've got...
He's good.
Someone had better get turkey slapped in the first two episodes. That's all I'm saying.
Nerali Meadows joined us on the line from the COVID-19 epicentre, India, on media duties for the IPL.
The conversation is obviously whether or not it's appropriate for the IPL to be going ahead. From being here, the feedback that I'm getting from Indians on social media is that it's the only solace they're getting right now.
Yep.
350,000 plus cases a day throughout the country, thousands of deaths a day, and I hopefully at some point get to go home safe, but the people that I'm working with, many of them have family and friends who are fighting for their lives. So it's a real shift in perspective for me.
Nerd Alert returned with our producer James and brought us news of Tuesday's 7% bigger pink supermoon.
If you missed this supermoon, there's an even bigger and brighter one on the way next month.
No!
What?
You say this is a once-in-a-lifetime event and then they go, oh, by the way, there's a pinker one coming down the pike next month.
But it's 7% bigger than the last moon, so that's pretty cool.
What are we talking about?
Pretty good.
It's something.
Is it better than a blood moon?
No, not really.
What about a blue moon?
No, I'm an eclipse man myself.
And Mary Quister's dropped by with her good friend Effie.
Growing up in Australia, I've seen a lot of pink moons, if you know what I'm saying. It's a Saturday night tradition.
James Rain gave us a stripped-back version of an Aussie crawl classic.
And then the boys light up, light up, light up.
That song had particular significance because we were living at Ground Zero. Boys Light Up album cover was filmed at that Canadian Bay Beach at the end of my street.
Yeah, and we all went to the same school, and it's good to know that we had an influence on the young men from the area.
Well, you did, so it's your fault.
We tackled the big business news Wednesday with Crocs sales soaring.
Just recorded record revenue up, listen to this, 64% in the first quarter as shoppers seek comfort during the pandemic. Well done, bats. I would wear a pair of Crocs.
Would you?
That are golf shoes.
Oh, wow.
So they have the spikes in it.
Might improve you.
What's wrong with my game?
Oh, it's not what I've heard from Glenn Robbins. What? Oh, mate, your game's fantastic.
Dave.
Oh, it's a yellow card.
I'll take a lot. But you ever go my golf game again?
Caller Jenna was all in on her Crocs.
I've got my high-heel Crocs.
High-heel Crocs. Have you worn them on the red carpet?
Oh, I'd do that with you, Mickey.
Oh, hang on.
Hello.
You know those stripper shoes with the big heels? Imagine those.
That's them.
Jenna, hang on the line. We'll get your dancing name.
Mick uncovered another new craze.
It's a tattoo, but it only lasts 9 to 15 months. So it's not like a stick-on tattoo, but it's not one for life. You know what I'm going to do? Neck tattoos for my boys. They're 8. Girlfriend Lenny go to school, and I won't tell their mum they're temporary.
Oh, mate. And the thing is, those boys would be all in for a neck tattoo.
Oh, they would. Scales of Justice, Max Cady style, on the back. I'll send Fred home. And Lenny with the teardrop. Boys are home.
Mum would be thrilled.
Adam Rosenbach's joined us with some bad fads that have plagued the world.
The one that everyone is into that I've since found out about is called a poppet. It's like bubble wrap, but it's silicon. It's in like a square, and then flip it over and pop it again.
And what's it do?
That's it.
Hey, Bushy's on the line. What's the bad fad you're calling?
Hey, Mick.
Did you just knock the top off a can of beer?
Yeah, why?
That's all right, mate.
There's a fad been going on in my life for about 30 years. What's the bad fad?
Planking.
Oh, planking! Oh,
and Bushy set off a run of bad fad callers.
Oh, that would be Tarzos. I had to buy the chips to get them.
When I was a kid, we had everything
a-thon, read-a-thon, sell-a-thon, go door-to-door, yeah, strangers, asking for money. Sponsor me 5 cents a mile for how much I walk or whatever.
Be home by sundown.
Yep.
Thursday's Gone Wild brought us news of Bindi Irwin's new TV show.
Crikey, it's a baby.
Bindi's absolutely massive now. She's ready to pop.
Wow. Are you going to watch that?
No.
If that baby doesn't get dangled above the jaws of a crocodile, can you get khaki nappies?
Jim Jefferies joined us from LA and told us about his son's Little League Baseball.
They asked me at the beginning, they go, and what song would your son like to come out to?
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, they don't do that in Australia. So I said, I'll give him Highway to Hell. And they go, we don't want hell on the baseball field. And I go, I'll give him Thunderstruck, right? So he's 8 years old. He walks out with the ball, he's shaking.
He's coming out to thunder. Da 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 da
da da da da. He goes, Dad, I don't like coming out to that song. And I said, oh, go pick your own song, mate. Next game, he walks out the Gangnam Style.
Oh, no.
He's doing the dance as he walks out there. I'm like, this kid's so 2013.
He's
like
riding an imaginary pony out from the mound.
But sadly, we finish another week in review on a somber note with the passing this week of a pioneer in space travel.
Michael Collins, the Apollo 11 pilot, has died. The pilot of the ship from which Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin left to make their historic first steps. He basically drove them there and drove them there. Michael Collins was the greatest Uber driver in the history of man. Is that fair?
Michael Collins.
Who would turn up at that funeral? What about all the original space monkeys? Would they be pallbearers?
to have the space monkey.
Well done, Michael Collins.
Valet.
Next week on Malloy, Tommy Gleisner is back on the show. I think it might be his first appearance for 2021. We've got Jimmy Barnes as well, Denise Scott, Jim Jefferies, Charlie Pickering, Dave Reynolds. How's that for a week? Join us from Monday at 4. Drive you home again with Malloy here on Triple M.